Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Trotsky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
Hi, I'm Nate Trotsky. Welcome to CPD, a weekly show dedicated to meeting the needs of the aspiring amateur player in pursuit of college and professional baseball. And today I'm in studio. We're not with Trent Mongero. Trent is currently with his high school team, and we have our other guest with us that's typically behind the scenes, and his name is Tony Hilde. Tony, our double play combo for the day. I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining us, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm fired up to talk to our guest. Read a little and listened to a little of her background, and boy, are we in for something great today.
We are in for some greats. Danielle Martin, and Danielle has a tremendous resume of not only a mental skills coach in professional baseball, she's spent a lifetime really in the big leagues with her family, and she's been a professional athlete. She's been a professional surfer. She's a world champion from the jiu-jitsu side. She played softball at UCLA, and she's also an author of a book called True from the Inside Out. So we're going to have, you know, so much to talk about tonight. I mean, this is a show about player development and helping players reach their ceiling. And I'm excited just to dig in kind of on all fronts because, you know, from the idea of being a world champion, being a professional surfer, playing at the collegiate level. Now her son, Bryce Martin Grusolanic, is currently committed to UCLA, and he will be attending there next year. And I've had the opportunity to coach Bryce a little bit with our Trotsky, you know, travel teams. And I had an opportunity to bring Bryce out to the Dominican Republic, where we bring a team out in November. So tremendous talent there. He's a future draft prospect, and he will be playing in the Pac-12 next year. So we're excited. Tony, what do we have coming up for camps and stuff going on the ranch?
You know, we got all kinds of stuff. You're going to be touching base in Florida this weekend with the softball group. And then it looks like we're going to be heading to Texas in March during their spring break, which I believe is the 14th through the 8th or 21st. And then I believe going to Utah and Kentucky.
Utah, Kentucky. And I'm going to go, like you said, to Florida this weekend. Then I'll go to the Dominican for about 11 days, and I'll be back in Iowa City. Then I'll make it back to the beautiful Monterey Peninsula, to Big Sur, to the Carmel area, home of the great Pebble Beach Golf Course. So we're looking forward to being with our guest here shortly. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be with Danielle Martin.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep that's sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from Track Phone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but Track Phone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. Track Phone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at trackphone.com.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch. Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky with Tony Hilde and our guest, Danielle Martin. And Danielle, your resume is very unique and it's very exciting, actually. I mean, professional surfer, world champion in jiu-jitsu. You have a business. You've written books. The business right now, you have a couple. One is Ballers, and we'd like to have you talk a little bit about that. And also being a wife, a former wife of a major leaguer. So you've lived the life, the lifestyle of being, you know, a major league family. So we have a lot of questions about that because so many kids in the country want to be big leaguers. And I think, you know, maybe just off the top, Danielle, like very few players understand really what it means to be a big leaguer. And, you know, we go to these camps as kids and I say, hey, who wants to be a big leaguer? Every kid raises his hands and you go to high school, you know, and there's a large percentage and you go to any showcase or any college, you know, prospect event, every single kid would love to get paid to play baseball and they see their heroes on TV. And I don't really think they really know what it means to be a professional. And so can you tell us a little bit about Ballers and how, you know, cause it is a lifestyle, right? There's more to it than just making money and being on TV. And if you could maybe one, like to welcome you to the show, then maybe you can elaborate a little bit on the lifestyle of being a professional. What does it really mean?
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, for having me, Nate. And Tony, you know, Nate, I've really looked up to everything that you've done and the way you work and coach the kids, your influence on the kids. You know, you're really a standout coach as well as presence and influencer with these kids because it sticks. And that says so much when I go places and your name is said. Even my former coach from UCLA, Sue Inquist, she's a tough critic and she just raves about you. And the kids rave about you and I see your influence carry on with them. And I work with a lot of kids. I have college teams that I work with. And when I've brought your name up, it's just always rave. So I wanted to first say that and thank you for having me. I'm always happy to be a part of anything that you're attached to. So thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Great question. Yeah. Great question out of the gate. I love it. Ballers spelled B-A-L-L-H-E-R-S is, all about, you know, being a professional athlete, first of all, is a tremendous feat. It's an extraordinary feat and it's truly not for everybody. And if it was, everybody would be it. Cause like you said, you go places, kids, everybody raises their hand. It's a dream, but you know, with everything, there is that other side to it. That's very difficult to navigate, you know, being a professional athlete, there's a lot of statistics that aren't favorable of that lifestyle. And it's exactly that. It's a lifestyle. And I felt like, you know, my my journey with that lifestyle, number one, being a professional athlete, and then being in the lifestyle of somebody and being a partner of somebody who is that centerpiece all the time and the demands of that. And then trying to have kids in that lifestyle. I wish I knew knew then what I know now. And that's kind of what Ballers is about. It's about sharing the experiences. It's about creating a platform to deploy the tools that I wish I had then that may or may not have kept my family together, that battle against domestic violence, that battle against the statistics of divorce, the high divorce rate of 87%, that goes against those families. These are some of the things that just aren't so glamorous. And, you know, when you're a fan and you're watching your hero on TV and you're seeing that, you're seeing one tiny piece that them getting to the game and getting hits and getting at bats and getting, making plays, all the plays that we fall in love with and the feelings and emotions that we get out of that. That's one little piece. That's the reward for them. The process, the work, the navigating the family, you know, the performance, there's three aspects. You have physiological, you have your mechanical, which is how do I do things? And then you have your mental. Those three things make up the performance part. And when that mental side is not organized or is not set up in a way you can sustain where like, hey, is my family in check? Is everybody good? Am I doing the work in the off season to pour in to my family? You know, there's a lot of temptation in the professional sports lifestyle. There's opportunity to have financial freedom for the rest of your life. And not all these guys, you know, or families have the tools to navigate that appropriately and conservatively in a way that can carry them the long distance. And that's why you have all these negative statistics that go with the lifestyle. And, you know, the fans see one part of it, but it's very, very tough on a family. It's hard on the kids in the family for a lot of different reasons. That'd be kind of a whole show in its own, but Ballers right. is about making the women, the wives, the significant others, the centerpiece and creating a community for them to gather these tools and to be stronger, more empowered women. I think if we build the women up, you know, they make a happy home, The player comes home. He goes to the field without that added stress. And, you know, I work with all the players, so not all of them, but I work with significant amount of players from the very highest level to the guys teeter-tottering to get into the big leagues from the minor leagues. And one of the things that is one of the biggest obstacles that I've seen and dealt with them is, hey, I'm having a problem with my wife and I go to the field and I can't turn that off. And they're standing out in the outfield waiting for a play and their mind is wandering on, you know, a disagreement they had before they came to the field or just the overall situation. And a ball gets hit and they react, but they were reacting just based off reaction, not I was ready. I was watching the hitter's feet. I knew where to go. I, you know, and they get hurt. And a lot of these injuries are not caught. There's sometimes you look at these guys, you're like, how did you do that? That is not a baseball injury. A lot of those things are just coming because they merely don't have the tools to shut off and compartmentalize certain things so that they can actually and do their job. So Ballers is all about strengthening the statistics, making it a much more positive lifestyle and, you know, stronger women, happy wife, happy life.
That's awesome.
Better baseball.
That's what a, so how do people find more, you know, and is Ballers really only for the wife of a major leaguer? Is it also for the wife of a minor leaguer or a girlfriend of a minor leaguer or a girlfriend of a major leaguer? And does it translate into other things or is it basic? Can you give us the focus so people sure. know who can actually utilize the resource? And is it already completed or is it something you're completing and how do they find it?
I am in the process of finishing up the final touches of the website. It'll be called ballerslife.com with a B-A-L-L-H-E-R-S life.com. And there'll also be an Instagram associated to it. But really, I really want to create chapters in every single city that deal with all sports. So it's all the significant others of professional athletes altogether. And I'm sure I'll have women that play sports that want to be involved and that's fine, but it's really for the professional sports people and the women of professional sports, whether you're a wife, a girlfriend, you might be in the family, you might be a professional athlete yourself, but that's who it's for.
Some, you know, that's outstanding. My grandmother, so my grandfather recently, his record was broken. His home run record, he has the rookie record for left-handed hitting rookies. And Cody Bellinger recently broke that record about two, was it 3 years now, Tony? Yeah. 3 years or 2 years. So 3 years ago, Tony, Cody Bellinger broke my grandfather's record that he set in 1936. And he has the greatest rookie statistics of all time. His rookie year, he's 21 years old. He had 142 RBIs. He batted 333 and he had 35 home runs. So that is the best rookie season in the history of the game. So whenever they compare rookies, they're always going to, you know, they're going to Hal Troske and Ted Williams, because those were the two most outstanding. And you have Pujols, and you have, you know, you have there's some tremendous rookie seasons, but his was by far the best. So my grandmother, you know, he played during the era of Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. So he played against these players, you know, the era of, I mean, countless Hall of Famers. And she told me back, and it's interesting because it's continually changing and advancing, and you're taking part in this advancement. And I just want to take people back to the 30s, because in the 30s, before my grandmother passed away, I flew to Iowa, where our family's from, and I interviewed her for a week. We just sat down. She was in a bed and she was not doing too well. And I basically taped and talked to her. I taped all the conversations, and there were, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day. And one of the stories I'll never forget is she said, you know, she would go to the park, and when they'd play the Yankees, it was significant. The mob would actually call her. And at that time, the mothers could not fly. The wives could not fly on the same airplane as the baseball players. So they had an airplane for the wives, and then they had an airplane for the players. And then they also had hotels for the players and hotels for the wives. So the wives were completely separate. And she would tell me the stories of sitting in the stands with Babe Ruth's wife, and she would, you know, spend time with her, and they would watch the games together. But she said she would get death threats from the mob, and they would call her in the hotel and say, "We're going to kill you if Harold Hal Troske would have a great game tonight against the Yankees." So the world has changed a little bit, and you've made some tremendous advances, you know, and that's what you're seeking to do. So back then, the women couldn't even stay in the same hotel and or even fly on the same plane. And now at least we have made some changes there. So good job on what you're doing. We're excited to see what's going on there. Boy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. You know, building this website and doing the back end of it has been a tremendous project and expensive and everything else, but it's something I wanted to do for the last 4 years, working with these athletes and having them come to me being like, you know, from women that don't know what they want to do and not feeling like they're good enough. Or you have guys that married strong women, or women that were former college athletes, and, you know, now they're with their husband and they're trying to navigate being with him full time and being everything that he needs, but they're kind of like lost their own identity.
We'll be right back after the break with Danielle Martin and Tony Hilde.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now, and tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Tony Hilde here with Nate Trosky and Daniel Martin. Danielle, I was listening to what you were saying, and one of the things that stood out to me was, one, these professional athletes are human. And what do you consider the biggest barrier that these professional athletes have in becoming like super athletes, where they can control and juggle the life of a successful athlete, but not only on the field, but off the field?
Well, first of all, you couldn't be more smack on the button is that they're human. And I even have to remind them of that sometimes, to be honest. I find that, you know, usually they're in their own way. And it's usually because of something, some personal situation. I think certain athletes, they rise up quick and it seems pretty effortless. And then you have the other ones, they all have kind of their own and different journeys in terms of getting to where they are. But I found that when they kind of can embrace that humanness and they can find that superpower in being vulnerable, you know, a lot of these guys and men in general, and I think athletes, we're our hardest critics. We're the hardest people on ourselves. We punish ourselves. And it usually, you know, it's never good enough. It's never these things. And these guys have to go put on this tough, I'm fine. I'm perfect. Everything's great. I feel great. They have to mask so much and stuff so much down that they've never really been in a position to give themselves the permission to be vulnerable. But once they accept these things and accept the human in all of this, that's when they really tap into some really great things. And they start playing to the process and falling in love again with the game, because after a while it turns into this work and the stress and this anxiety because of all the uncertainties and the expectation. So when I come in, you know, I ask a few questions. I try to find out what their highs are, what their lows are, and I try to meet them right where they are. And then I talk to them about the difference of standards and expectations, because they go into spring training, and spring training either has a high expectation or a low one of them. And when there's a low one, the guys will usually play to that low expectation because they're so worried about what everybody thinks. And then they're being hard on themselves at the same time, and they can't get out of their own way to just play the game and do what they did to get themselves there. Once they learn and understand standards and who am I? What kind of person am I? What kind of friend am I? What kind of athlete am I? What kind of brother, son, what kind of husband am I? They start really looking at who they are, and they understand and know that package. They find and they gain respect for themselves. And then it becomes about package. Who are you? What if this jersey's not on your back? What if the other jersey's on your back? The changing organization is not gonna fix everything, you know? And you have and believe in it and believe in yourself and know that you're human. And that little boy that, you know, that the little person that lives in each one of us, sometimes you just need to stop for a second, stop the beat down, go give the guy a hug, help him up, get him back on his feet. And then let's march forward and let's get organized. These guys need to figure out a way to sustain, like, is what they're doing sustainable? You know, they need to learn how to be consistent, more organized, resiliency. You know, these guys have a lot on their plate, and a lot of them that I find is just they're really unorganized, you know, and they've lost their way, and they're looking at the wrong ways to try to find their way. And, you know, it's just everybody needs help. Everybody needs support. But when you get to a certain level, you think that you're not allowed to ask for it anymore. You think you're not, you don't, nobody's given you the permission. So I feel like talking to these guys and figuring them all out, they're all different. They're all at different places. Some of them have had a career year and then they come back to spring training and they get super pissed because they expect to come back from where they left off of. But it's not always them. It's the energy that they're walking into. So they, the accountability part of, hey, I need to, you know, I am going to fail. I'm playing a game that's a mental game. So I always tell them, if you're playing a mental game, you better have a darn good mental game plan to go with it. What's your plan? You know, I talk to pitchers. I'm like, what's your job? And these guys don't know what their job is. They're like, to get out, to throw strikes. It's like a strike is a result of you doing your job. What's your job? And their job is to execute pitches. Right. And then they're like, oh my God, why is everybody else making it so hard? And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't a pitching coach tell you that? Like, what is our job? It just, all the other things that they thought become the noise that was in their head on that mound. So let's clear the noise, but it takes some talking to and asking the questions and asking personal questions and them truly being able to be vulnerable enough to tell me things and to build that relationship of trust to get to the core of things. Band-aiding the situation, baseball will rip the band-aid off in 2 seconds. Baseball will eat you alive. It'll always be bigger than every one of us. But really, what does baseball love? Okay. It doesn't care about efficiency. And you hear these guys like, well, when I do it, I'm so good when I do it. I'm like, efficiency, baseball doesn't care. Baseball loves consistency. So let's learn how to be masters of consistency. And then you start hearing these guys get so excited and like, okay, what does that mean for me? And when we step back, we take 30 steps back to take 50 forward. And it's really, truly amazing what they do when they understand the power of intention, aligning our actions with our intentions. They understand that vulnerability is a superpower. They get to decipher the difference between expectations and standards, and they start building their standard. They realize that expectations, they limit us. They limit us to that roof of, oh, he has a high expectation of me, or I have a high one, or I have a low one today because of how I feel. That puts a roof up there that you constantly run into. Standards continue to grow. And when you set high standards and you continue to up the ante on your own standards, that's when you see these players, you see the 1% turn, you see the 1% of the 1%, and the rest of them start becoming the bottom 2/3 of that community. And it happens. I talk to some of my 1%ers all the time and they're like, you know, these pitchers show up and they get us in deficits. It's not right. They're playing Fortnite before the game. It pisses me off. And I'm like, there's the difference between guys in the big leagues who are happy to be there versus guys like you who it's never enough. I got to go higher. I got to go more. I got to be better. What are the ways we can do this? What are the games we can play in the game, D? Let's talk about it. Let's break it down. Let's talk about my approach. Let's talk about the strike zone. Let's talk about defense. Let's talk about intention. Who are you? Let's talk about the predator and the prey. Like, we've got all these great, this great language, and it starts making the game lovable to them again, and it intrigues them, and their brains work like that. But that's the difference when you're talking to the 1% of the 1% versus the guy who's happy to be there. I've had guys where they're like, I just want to get on the big league team. And then it's like they do, and you're like, okay, now what? Well, I just really wanted to do that. I'm going to hang here for a second. And you're like, okay, well, you don't need me. I don't know how to just tell you to be good enough. Like, aim high and feel good about it. It's okay. They're going to fail. Baseball, if they don't know that by now, then, you know, maybe they got dropped on their head too many times. But I can tell you now, like, I always tell them, don't make friends with failure, but know he exists on that field at all times. And when it comes upon you, respect him, learn from it, get back up and march forward. But don't be friends with failure. I'm not asking them to do that, but I also am very realistic that that's something that's going to happen. So how will we react to it? Let's look at it. Let's talk about it on the mound. You're getting hit or you're not making pitches. Let's talk about how you're going to react to that, because that reaction is going to say a lot about you to the coaches. And if you're worried about what they think, you know, like I said, all these guys come with these different things, and making the major leagues is no small feat. It's a big deal. There's a lot of fear in spring training. There's a lot of anxiety. Even some of my star players, one of the best players in the whole entire league, told me, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. What if I don't? And I'm like, wow, you know, he had a really tough time last year with some things. And he's like, I need to do well. I know I can, but why am I thinking like this? You know, trauma is trauma. when you experience trauma, you don't have to be a combat vet to have PTSD. We all experience our own levels of traumas. And when you have traumas, there's consequences of trauma. And I just think fear means face everything and rise. Fear is face everything and rise. What we resist, we strengthen. So we got to turn and face it, address it, come up with a plan. What's the item? What's the discussion? What's the solution? And now what's the action plan? I will not say anything to these players without, okay, that's your issue. Okay, interesting. How do you feel about it? Great. Here's what we can do. Here's a solution. Now go do this today. And they're like, Roger that. And that makes them feel good. They get off the phone, they have a plan. And, you know, preparedness is a big deal. And that famous cliche of hard work beats talent. All these guys are talented. And it's not just go work, go put in the time. What work are you doing? What are you specifically working on? Baseball is a very challenging game, way more challenging than watching TV you'll ever see. You know, the details in the game are pretty dynamic. And off the field, I always tell the guys, business beast and the businessman.
So what is that one, Danielle? Beast and the businessman?
Yeah, the beast on the field, the businessman off the field.
That's nice. Because you're saying it seems like the majority, we have about 30 seconds before our next break, but so we'll get there in a sec. So we don't want to get deep into this topic, but I just want to bring it up. You're talking about, it seems like everything's about their life outside the lines, along with their life inside, finding a balance. It seems like, you know, they're so talented that they can get away, they can put band-aids on things, and then they get exposed because life is difficult. And also, right, baseball is difficult, and you put band-aid on, you know, how you work with your family. You know, you don't really have an approach. You really don't have a plan. You just kind of get by, and they get exposed. And it sounds like the majority of your work really is working, helping them get organized, helping them have values, helping them have intent, helping them have a game plan and a mission. And we'll be right back with Danielle Martin after this break.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky back with Tony Hilde and Danielle Martin, mental skills coach. She works with major league players, minor leaguers, and also, you know, mothers and family members of major leaguers. And she is an author. She's a professional, former professional surfer, world champion with jiu-jitsu, and all kinds of awesome pieces to her life. And that's why she has so much knowledge and information to help these players. So Danielle, is it mostly, do you work with them really on how to be better hitters, get your mind right when you step in the box? You do a combination, like on, let's talk defense for a minute. How do you help guys on defense, or do you, or is it more about family and organization and goals and intent and all the stuff you're thinking about?
I help them both on offense and defense. There's times where I might see like a certain amount of strikeouts and I might tap them on the shoulder and be like, yeah, what's going on? Where's your mind at? You're cutting corners somewhere. If I know we've built an approach and we have a routine in place and we have all these things, then I'm wondering what's going on, especially when I see one of my hitters where guys are getting them and they don't normally get them. I want to know kind of what's going on. So I'll check in with them and we'll start talking a little bit. You know, I feel like, you know, whether they're not doing their breaths or they're not picking, you know, coming prepared with their zone. I'll have to figure it out. Like they'll let me know what that is and then we'll go for it. But we do talk about things. We talk about things in the box, strike zones, chase zones, what they're committed to. I feel like when they tell me those things, then they kind of have to have some accountability because I'll see it and I'll know that they're chasing and they're swinging and they'll be like, oh, I reverted to a bad habit. I don't know why I'm doing that. Then I know that that's something we need to address. It's not about what they did. By the time I see what they're doing, and even if they get that lucky hit, I'll be like, I could tell you weren't comfortable. What's going on? Oh, well, you know, before the game, I had this go on, or after, or I just felt unorganized with this pitcher, you know, is intimidating to me or something, whatever it may be. But for me, like I watch them, I can see them. I get notifications when they're on the field. So I watch them hit and I can tell by their face expression, their body language. I can tell when they're taking their breaths and they're really maximizing each opportunity. The opportunity is not an at bat. The opportunity is one each pitch that they take. That's an opportunity of its own. So the reset is important. And I can see whether they're resetting or not. I can see if they're nervous or not. I can see if they're feeling really good or not, you know, and I usually know because they'll have talked to me that week. I'll know if they're having differences with the coach, or sometimes the coach is like, hey, you're sitting tonight, but you'll still hit. And, or they'll get in their head and then these guys get really upset. It makes it hard for them. So we talk about everything on the field, off the field. What's your job if they're struggling? I've had guys call me and be like, hey, the grass is different. It's causing me to have some issues with the grounders. And now it's mentally bothering me. It's making me think about it twice. I said, okay, so go out and do it. If you're not seeing the ball, then go see the ball. Just see the ball. You know, it's like, it's funny when you're in my position, because I'll say something and we've all been in that position where you're like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I already go do that? It's like seeing something that makes a ton of money. You're like, how did I not invent that? How come I didn't think of it? You know what I mean? You're like, it's like that simple thing, but you don't know where their minds are at. You know, sometimes I've had guys be like, I'm in a stadium, D, and I don't even know what out is. I forget what stadium I'm in. I have to look around because I'm on automatic. Like that happens. That happens. And they're humans. Like Tony said, they're human beings. They're not robots. And you hear these people like, oh, that guy's getting this much money. He needs to hit the ball. You're like, that's not how it works. It actually makes it harder. So we anticipate these things. We anticipate, let's say, you know, there's a rotten energy in a dugout. Like, okay, how are you going to deal with that? You know what you're walking into. So let's not pretend. Let's talk about it. Let's prepare. Let's let's deal with these things. Then it's like, they already know, they see it, check. I knew that. Okay, cool. You know, it's the unknown stuff, the uncertainty. Uncertainty breeds anxiety. So that anxiety, you know this, Nate, we tense up. We don't breathe. We tense up. It changes your swing. And then these guys go down these rabbit holes of, oh, my swing, I need to go do this. I need to go do that. I said, it's not your swing. Take a breath. You're going in there holding your breath. How could your swing not change? You know, it becomes a vasodilator. You're squeezing everything. Like, breathe, you know, go into the parasympathetic, then step in the box. Then your swing will find you. You can't force things. You guys, well, I'll try that. No, I also replace the word try with do. No, we don't try. You either do it or you don't, you know? So it's do, go do it. If you fail, that's okay. But we're so used to saying, I'll try, because that kind of excuses us from the failure for the moment. Well, I tried, but I didn't work. No, I did it. And I failed. That's okay to say that, because now we're going to learn something. We're going to learn something about you, and you're going to learn something about you, and you should gain confidence from that. It's like dating. You got to go out there and date and learn what you don't want, so you know more of what you do want, and cement that in. It's the same thing. I've had guys call me like, oh, I don't, you know, I just don't know where my hands. This guy said this. These minor leaguers become people pleasers, because Joe Smith, coach over here, is like, hey man, widen your stance. Okay. And you do it in front of them because you want the opportunity. You think Joe Smith's going to go tell the head guy, hey, we got to have so-and-so. He's so coachable. He's a good guy. Let me tell you something. Big leagues don't care about good guys. They want people who execute their plays and execute at the plate and get results. Baseball is very transactional. Every sport is. And that's hard as a human being. The human part of that, that's where the disconnect happens. Because these guys can't understand it. Spring training, so-and-so loved me. That guy was always cool. And now he's, you know, on the committee deciding if I'm getting on that 40 man. And it's like, they're telling me, oh, just wait, just this, just that. Then the BS comes. And I said, it's not about that. You got to find what your standard is. You got to own that. When a guy comes by, raise your hands up, put them down, raise them up. If you don't know how to make decisions, then you got a big problem when you get to the, if you're not making decisions, clear cut decisions and owning it and then learning from it when they don't work, then you're going to have a problem in the big leagues. You're going to have a problem making the big leagues. And there's guys that get by and make the big leagues, but that game will expose you real fast if you're not making those decisions. So I know guys, I'm like, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you pick where to go to dinner for your wife at night? No, I just kind of find out what everyone else wants. Okay, so that's what's going on the baseball field. You're seeing what everyone else wants. And how can that add up to being consistent? How is any part of that idea of doing that make you a consistent player? It doesn't. And you know, that's in life. We got to be consistent one way or the other. We've got to own our choices and decisions. That's being an adult. That's being human. That's how we need to teach our kids and guide our kids and do the right thing. The right thing is not always the most convenient thing. And these guys, to become big leaguers, you got to get darn comfortably uncomfortable. Like, get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that is being in the big leagues. That is making ball clubs. That is playing baseball.
So foundationally, we're trying to help these kids reach their ceiling. And you touched on breathing a lot. And Nate has put together a system, and he has an ability to make the mental game the centerpiece of what is the great separator. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is our job as far as you see it? How do we help these kids reach their ceiling with the mental game from your approach?
Well, I don't believe in reaching a ceiling. I believe in there's no ceiling. There is no box. When you play from a standard and you start building that and you focus on player development, then you focus on the person. Better people make better athletes. And when you can focus on these kids and their needs and talk to them and ask the questions, hey, what stresses you out? What makes you confident? Not what's the Wikipedia version of confidence, but like, what makes you confident? That's a tough question. It's an emotional question for people. And it's a personal question. And a lot of us are like, wow, I have a list this long of my stresses, and my confidence is a lot shorter. Like, what's going on here? My expectations are way higher than the list of what's on my standards. That's a problem. it's so upside down. And you realize that people are afraid to take accountability. Look at social media. Like, talk about kids in this generation. Social media, cell phones, they're disabled of basic social skills. They are trying to look around everyone's life that looks like they portray like they're so great, they're so perfect. You know, you see these flashy pictures on social media or these things, and people are afraid to fall down. They're afraid to say, I'm not okay. I don't even know what confidence is. I don't understand. And then you have some of these motivators and people or coaches projecting their confidences on kids or not thinking about what they're saying to kids. You know, if you say to somebody, hey, they're going up to bat. This is just an example. This is neurologic scientific stuff. If I say, hey man, go look for strikes. My intentions are good, but that batter's going, okay, I got to look for strikes. That brain is telling the body, look for strikes. The verb, the action word in that sentence is look, not attack, not execute, not smash the ball, attack the ball, find the ball, hunt the ball, hit the ball. It's look for strikes. So then the kid comes back. He's successful at what you asked him to do. He looked at strikes and he saw three of them and he's coming back to the bench to sit down. And you're like, hey man, why did you not swing? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Are you seeing the ball? Yeah. Yeah, you just did see the ball. You saw three perfect ones and you didn't swing. Why? Because like the words were, go look at strikes. Words are powerful. Player development is so powerful. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
We will have you back every week because we're just getting started. What you're saying is incredible, and obviously it's very evident that you know how to execute what's important because you've lived it as a professional athlete. Can you tell us one thing from the surfing side? What is something that's taught you from surfing that you actually apply to, you know, being a mental coach for professional baseball players?
It's so vastly different, but I know I found my confidence in the water. There's no time out in the water. You're with Mother Nature, and it's an extreme version of Mother Nature and limits, limitations, setting goals and hitting them. You know, I've surfed everything from 1 foot Doheny in Dana Point, California to 25 foot Waimea Bay and felt like I was going to have a heart attack out there and felt like right there, I shouldn't be out here, but I did it and I committed to it. I think the commitment out in the ocean is something you can't play with. You either do or you don't. And if you don't, or you start to commit, I remember I pulled off of a wave at Waimea and I almost got sucked over the falls. And to be honest, had I got sucked over, I don't know that I would be here talking to you. It was that scary and that big and that real. And in that moment, I was like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm either just going to go or I'm not going to go. But that fear, I mean, that's a pretty relevant fear right there of holy crap, I could die. But that was the first wave that big I'd ever paddled into. And it just wasn't what I thought it was. But the uncertainty, the anxiety that you get, the what if, the excitement, I was half in fear of my life and half going, this is so exhilarating. This is what I'm supposed to be here. I've surfed all my life. I can do this. And I think that it established that real deep cemented belief in myself, in my own abilities. And if I couldn't do it, then I would fail. And that's what it would be. So I just think I found my confidence there and it showed me a lot about commitment and really doing what I need to do in the moment, executing.
That's awesome. We'll be right back after this break with Tony Hilly and Daniel Martin.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your
your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development, with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Nate Trosky, Tony Hilde, Daniel Martin, we're back. We have about 2 minutes, and we have so much to talk about, but I just want to, Daniel, just finish up just briefly. I was just with my nephew, and we have a motivational piece every day, a mental piece, train the brain. We go to the mind gym every single day because we know that is the engine to the vehicle. And so the story of the day was Cal Ripken Jr. When he was trying to be a big leaguer, he's in the big leagues, he's riding the pine. And he said, what got me motivated was I wasn't playing. So I made a goal and I had this intent in my mind. It was my new, basically his new values. It was his goals. He said, when I get in, I will never come out. So the adversity fueled him to be better. And it was like a chip, right? He had a reason. He had a purpose. And I told the story to Jabin. I said, Jabin, what's your chip? And he's made 2-time area code. He's made Team USA when he was 16. He made area code twice, but perfect game, All-American team. He was the last player to be selected, so he was not selected. And I said, is that your chip? He says, you know what? I don't have a chip, and I don't need a chip. He says, every day I go to the park, dude, I don't need to get pissed off for greatness because every day greatness is in my mind, and that's what I shoot for. And I said, wow. I go, you're like a one percenter, dude, because most guys need a chip. So you're talking about getting to know the individual, right? And knowing what fuels them, because we all think that our recipe, right, works for everybody, but it doesn't. Mm-mm. Can you just finish up with getting to know the individual? And you talk about what is your confidence? You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. What is your confidence? What stresses you out? What's your high? What's your low? Meet them there. And that's when I think greatness starts happening. Better people make better athletes, period. Coaches that are focused on winning, they're leaving a lot of kids behind. There's no player development in that. Coaches that are focused on the kids, those are the coaches that win. Those are the teams that win. So it's the same. The big leaguers are just the little kids in bigger jerseys and bigger cleats, bigger stadiums, bigger bats, bigger pants,
awesome.
And way bigger issues. So
right. Bigger issues, bigger bank accounts. We're going to
close. Very much.
We're going to close with the word Kuroko, which is, it is total harmony, complete harmony, mind, body, soul, complete the circle. We can't leave any pieces left untapped. Thank you, Danielle. What an amazing show. Tony Hilde, thank you. here at Trosky Ranch CPD, Complete Player Development, Body, Tools, Makeup. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TroskyRanch.com.